Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Live at five. We are live, dear listener. We are live, dear listener. Barely alive. Let me go on the socials. Just feel free to tweet out the phone number, guys. 0203 286 6370. Just tweet that number and say, guys, just ring this number and see what happens. Just ring it. See what happens. Can we be part of the fun? Who knows? We might get some random callers with hubris. Who might call in, and that would be nice. I'm going to be honest, right? I'm so freaking tired. I will tell you about my day. I'm peaking quite a bit, aren't I? I will tell you about my day when Catherine gets it. She's had a long day. I would say I've had a longer day. I'm so tired. I just got a pot of coffee. It's been a positive day. I've met some very, very nice people. But you know when people won't leave your house? You know when people say, we're going to come to your house for a certain amount of hours and then we're going to go. And they come to your house at the time they say they're going to come. And, my hair, I've just had a shower. They came, they stayed. They were really, really nice people, right? Please don't get me wrong. And I will tell you about them in a bit. But it's been one hell of a day. How has your day been? You had a good one? Where are we? Friday, January, February, March, April, May, June. The last day of June. Tomorrow it's July. The days are getting shorter. How is your life going? While we're waiting for Catherine, she'll be here in a few minutes. She sent me a WhatsApp location. We may finish a little early tonight because it's been a long old day. 0203. 286-6370. If you want to call in, let's just call in. Let's have a chat. I think we're going to watch a lot of videos tonight. If you're listening to the podcast, I will make it visual for you using my my skills, my wicked describe. Do you remember on Talk Radio, I did a commentary for, I haven't got my glasses on, so I can't bloody see what's going on. Oh, there. I did a commentary for a domino tuple. Do you remember that? I did a commentary for a domino tuple on the radio. That radio show, when it was good. Sometimes it was a bit flabby, and there was a period where it got a little bit heavy and a little bit, it got boring. There's a period when it's boring, and you know, the mental health stuff. Okay, all right, let's get, it works if it mixes up with some laughs, and it didn't always work. And I was going through some stuff, and I was working it out on the air. Some of it was fun to work out on the air. Some of it wasn't fun to work out on the air for me or for you, but that's the way it was, right? That is now preserved in amber and aspic and will never move again. Julie, it was lovely to see you the other night. But some nights that show would be wild and doing a domino tuple. It should be topple, shouldn't it? But I've always called it a domino tuple. Domino topple. No, it's tuple. That was perhaps one of the best things I've ever done. Erin says, evening. Had a really rubbish today, so this is so needed. We're both so tired, Erin. Nelly says, I listened to Taste Like Food today. I forgot how stupid and funny that was. We had fun, right? We had joy, we had fun, flicking bogeys at the sun. But the sun got too hot and the bogeys turned to snot. Alistair liked the Risk episode. Well, you know, I literally had no idea what to do for that show. So it was a show where I gave away countries and then there was war. And we were in there and I said to Kath, I've got nothing for the show, but something will come up. And as the microphone went live, that hit me. That, for me, is the sweet spot, which doesn't happen here because this is my house and quite often I'm sat here watching YouTube. This doesn't have the visceral thrill. Radio Hide and Seek was fun. Building the Den. I think we did one at Talk. The Den in Absolute was better. I did repeat myself a couple of times. Only twice. Most of the stuff, you know, that we did once, we could have made. Other shows would have made a feature. What was I talking about? Oh, so there would occasionally be a visceral thrill in a studio with nothing to, no ideas, maybe a couple of notes written down, but not really any ideas. And then the mic going live, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play war. Catherine, get me a big bit of paper and some pens. That stuff was fun. It happened a little bit at Jack FM. I never really felt comfortable Jack FM. Sofa says, I never know any of these olden day tales. I only know this stream, really. Oh, man, we had some wild times. Wild is my word du jour at the moment. My lady in red. Catherine's naked and she's got sunburn. Hello, we've started. We're just kind of chatting about Sofa. I forget, we'd never listened to us in the old days. She's only found us through here. And I was...
That's when we were good.
And someone reminded me of when we played War, and that was one of those things where I had nothing for the show, and as soon as the microphone went live, oh, Catherine, get me some paper and pens, we're going to play War. That was one of those experiences. The domino tuple commentary was fun. You pull that door too, please. Jesus Christ, there's loud ringing in my ears. Oh, my God,
I was thinking the other day about Hard Words to Spell.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That was hilarious.
Hang on a minute. I just went, I don't know what happened there. Hello, Jimbo.
Hello, you all right?
Oh, sweet Lord.
Is he coming in hot?
It's coming in hot, baby. It's
sorry, not your... I'll whisper.
No, it's not your fault. It's my fault. I had it quite loud. I like it loud. Loud. I want to hear it loud. Rabbit. Oh, Kiss tickets. No, you're not plugged in. Kiss tickets did go on sale at Show Film First today. But they were a tenner, but I didn't get any. They sold out very quickly.
Oh, man. I was telling my new colleagues about that. They were quite into it.
My levels are completely to cock at the moment, but we'll manage. Jimbo.
Hello. Jimbo. I just wanted to say hi, talk about how my day's been.
Go on, then.
Sort of stuff.
Let's hear it.
It's felt very long. Every month we do a working together day where everybody from across the country goes and works in the same office.
Catherine wants to go and get a cup because there's
but
a pot of
coffee. I also want to hear you.
He'll still be talking when you get that.
Yeah,
keep the preamble long, and I'll be right back for the action.
Jimbo.
So we all go out for a drink after work, and if somebody stayed over, they go out for a meal and stuff.
Yeah.
So I never go out. A young graduate had joined us who was just coming up with... He got that bravado of youth and was just coming up with theories that he thought were revolutionary and would change the world.
Yeah.
He was talking about the alcohol percentage to urine output.
What? Hang on a minute. Did I just drop off for an hour? What?
Yeah. So he was saying,
Catherine's got her ears in.
Yeah.
Just say that sentence again.
The alcohol percentage to urine output comparison.
I'm so sorry. I've totally lost control of this conversation while you're away. I thought I could handle it. I clearly can't.
I'm a maverick.
He's gone rogue, has he?
He's gone batshit.
Completely rogue. It's the influence of youth, this is, because this guy, Harry, was just talking utter nonsense. But he was absolutely convinced that this was going to change. And us older ones were just wetting ourselves laughing at him, because he just was not, he couldn't tell we were taking the mickey.
Oh.
And yeah, because he was talking about Magnum something wine or something, Magnum 45 wine. And he would say, well, it's 16.5% and it's a smaller can, so you don't need to go to the toilet as often. And he was just extolling the virtues of drinking stronger booze.
So, okay. So you're drinking.
Wait till he discovers vodka.
You're drinking, fewer fluid.
Yes.
So, but it is greater. Are these
booze.
Words right? It's greater alcohol.
Yes.
So less, fewer peas.
Yeah. So you don't have to go to the toilet often.
What about poo poos? What's the ratio to poo poos?
I don't think booze is known for making you poo.
But yeah, it can do some of it. Yeah, if you take it anally.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I've never tried that, although I have heard of wine enemas.
I was about to say, you've never heard of, getting a bottle of Sol, sticking your ass up in the air and getting someone to plug it in?
I don't know anyone well enough and don't wish to.
You've never plugged it in.
I've never plugged in. And not Sol either.
No, it's arsehole. It's arsehole. It's the joke, isn't it? That's why we used to do it.
Well done. Well done.
So here's my day.
Go on.
Met some very, very nice people. This is not in any way a criticism of the nice three people I've had around my house. But I...
Everything before but, mate.
No.
And?
Why is it, guys, is it peaking for you? Because it keeps peaking here. And I'm not in the mood
to deal... I'll peak you in a minute.
Exactly. Peaking. Duck. Is it peaking for you every now and then? I'm not in the mood for a peak.
Sounds lovely here.
So what if I do that? Is it peaking now? Hang on. Is it peaking now? When it just goes bright red. Is it peaking now? Is it peaking now?
You're just talking louder.
No, I know, but it's making the thing on here is going wild. All right. So I've had a film crew in my house from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. for 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Six, seven, eight. No, that's 9 hours for a 4-hour interview about Gary Glitter.
Were there technicals?
No. I tell you what caused the most problems. Can you guess, Catherine and Jimbo, what is it in my house that would have caused the most problems?
Cats.
Where we carry on, be more specific.
Big boy shouting.
Big boy shouting.
And of course, There's nothing that makes him shout more than you not wanting him to shout.
Could we get that line again, Ian, please?
So okay.
One of the production assistant had to go and sit with him. First of all, she was holding him. I said, please don't stroke his belly. So she's holding him. Then she has to go and sit out with him. Then she was brushing. Oh, my God.
He's looking very happy out there, actually.
So this is going to be for like probably a 3-hour documentary. They're speaking to dozens of people. They interviewed me for 4 hours. And it was fascinating. I'm not going to go into the grim detail. However, they warned me about this. They did have a little thing they were going to try and catch me out on. But they warned me they were going to do it. And they left it and they left it and they left it. And they said, shall we do it? I went, I've been waiting for this all day. Hit me with it. And they played, basically the whole interview was going, oh, that's disgusting. The way that's presented in the paper is disgusting. Blah, blah, blah. And they showed me two jokes of me on the 11 o'clock show. And I went, let's do it. I'm ready for this.
And you're the one that alerted them to it.
Yeah, but it wasn't the two that I showed you. It was two other ones.
Oh, mate.
One, I'm going to mute this. So one was in the opening monologue, loads of people are becoming dot-com millionaires. Drive.
I wasn't expecting it to be muted for me.
No, I know. I'll text you. And the other one was Windows Millennium or something has launched and it does this, this and this. And one of them was about... anyway. But so they showed it to me. And I went... I take full ownership. I said those things. They're not particularly pleasant. I certainly wouldn't say those things now. However... there is an argument that anything is open in comedy, but this is not the appropriate place for it. Yeah, I said those things. Yeah, and I don't know quite what they were expecting. However, 4 hours of talking about Gary Glitter, watching clips of Gary Glitter, reading. When the first, we're not going to talk about this the whole time, and I promise I won't go into any graphic detail of anything. He was the PC World thing was in 1999, right?
Right.
2 years before that, a woman came out whose name is out there, but she's kind of retreated, so I won't say her name, and said, I'm in my late 20s now, early 30s, and Gary Glitter abused me from 14, and we were in a relationship for 12 years. And the front page of the story is Glitter and kinky sex shame, and he's bald.
What?
And the majority...
I would say 14 is more than kink.
The majority of the story, the headline inside was, he's a Gary Baldy, and he likes kinky sex. This is child abuse, right?
Yeah.
So I had to look at that. And there were two... So there were two... And that wasn't picked up on for 2 years. That was in his papers, wasn't picked up on. Then in 99, or 2000, there were two court cases. The first one was this woman's story. It finally got to court. However, two things happened. She'd been paid by the News of the World, and they'd also said, if he's found guilty, you'll get another £25,000. That was part of her undoing. That was part of her undoing, because then the defence go, well, she's here to make money.
It's in her interest.
But the main part of her undoing, I can remember this almost word for word. This is unpleasant. You might want to skip forward. Skip forward 5 minutes if you're listening to this. I'll give you a little bit of time. Find the fast forward button. If you're watching this, go out and make a cup of tea. So give you 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The judge's closing statement before he sent the jury off was, there is 14 years old and there is 14 years old. Some 14-year-olds look like sophisticated women, which is a real problem for publicans, and some look like little schoolgirls. It's up to you to decide which one she was.
Check the judge's hard drive.
Incredible, right?
It doesn't surprise me. I find it disgusting. It doesn't surprise me. I have a friend who was sexually assaulted by a teacher systematically.
Yeah.
She and some other girls in his class, his favourites, quote unquote. And when they took him to court, the judge suggested that they'd got together and made it up.
Yep. There was an amazing...
Because that's what little girls do.
There was an amazing interview with this incredible woman. She's so eloquent. It's on Channel 5, Channel 5 News. I've seen it. It'll be on YouTube. I saw it today. And it's the guy going, do you think you were naive to let glitter into your life? She went, yeah, I was 14. You said you loved him. How could you love and abuse it? Well, she's looking like this going... Yeah, I was in love with him, but that doesn't detract from what he did. The whole questioning is having...
It's called grooming. She feels like she's in love with him.
Questioning is having a dig at her. Yeah. And final thing. So he has two court cases on that day. The first one is her court case. It gets thrown out. The second one, and of course the second one isn't allowed to be mentioned in the first one, was the images. And I did not know... I'll tell you what, I'm not even going to hint. I did not know the extent to what these images were. Didn't know. And shit. I was really shocked I didn't know. And for that, he got sentenced to 4 months and served two. And then he came out, and I remember this, he came out and did a press conference at Hyde Park. I am sorry for the crime which I was found guilty.
Oh, wow.
Please just let me get on and live my life. And he's trying to squeeze a tear out. And then that's when he went to Cuba and did all that stuff.
I remember that flipping thing. So fake.
It's incredible.
Also, the phraseology. I'm sorry for the crime for which I was found
guilty. The phrasing was very specific. So we'll move away from the details, as much detail as you're going to get. I have spent literally 4 hours. No, that's not true. 3.5 hours being interviewed about that, you know, being told stuff. And they wanted it from... They played quite a bit of that documentary we made.
Okay.
And that... I hadn't heard it since we made it. That was worse than I remembered. Not just the last two people at the end who were horrendous. I'd always said they were horrendous, but the two blokes were all right. But the first bloke wasn't.
No.
The first bloke says, well, one of the witnesses said he was wearing platforms in 1977. He stopped wearing platforms and it was like that. So the reason they got me on was partly that, partly because they know that I used to be a fan, and partly for the counselling thing. So 3.5 hours of that. 45 minutes of me stood at the window holding an empty cup, looking out wistfully. 45 minutes.
Contemplation shot.
Shot from the side, shot from behind, shot from the front. Literally 45 minutes. They gave me an empty cup, and I'm like that.
See, that's why I trained in radio and television. This is why I went into radio. Because you get an idea in radio, you go and make it, it's done. You don't have to go through all that shit.
45 minutes. Oh, they did 20 minutes of me sat here pretending to like do some editing. I was just listening to a bit of the Leno podcast, the first thing that came up, pretending I'm editing. And they said, could you twiddle the knobs? I said, I would never touch those knobs. I wouldn't do it.
Also, what are we achieving?
I'm not. Yeah, 45 minutes.
Flipping.
Staring out the window wistfully.
It's a bit like, you look like you're driving a car.
Yeah.
Yes.
So listen, I got to say, they were really nice people. Strangely enough, the cameraman came and I said, have we worked before? He said, yeah, I filmed you about 2 months ago talking about child abuse. I said, wow, you get all the plum gigs, don't you, mate? They were really, really nice people. It was such a long day. I am so tired. They went at 6. I was really, it was so clammy. I stank. I had a shower. I've just been sat here literally just doing nothing, drinking coffee. So it was a long day. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be one hell of a documentary if that is your thing. It's for ITVX.
Okay.
Who are getting some they want to get into the streaming market. So they're putting a lot of money behind that.
And what
that.
I've noticed is they had the...
Rolf Harris.
Well, they also had that brilliant thing about the poor... guy, Russian guy who got poisoned.
Oh, yeah.
They had that first. And that's, yes. And that's now gone on to the terrestrial. So, terrestrial.
And Graham makes a point. He says, I took a part in a fly on the wall documentary about Stansted when I worked there. Crew with me for 12 hours and they used me for 5 minutes. This is a 3 hour, probably, I would imagine it's going to be two parts of 1.5 hours. I think that was the Rolf Harris thing works. It'd be like 3, maybe 4 hours pushing it, probably 3. They will be interviewing dozens of people, and it will, I'd be on there, it will be at 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, I know how these things work, so I won't be upset. It's just interesting.
I can now tell everybody that I used to work at National Highways, Highways England as it was, and they came and filmed the motorway program. They were there for 5-6 months. It's the same people who do the custody one. And they must have filmed a good week's worth of footage. like literally they were following me everywhere for over 2 weeks, including like a debrief when I was dealing with massive trees down on the M6 when there was massive thunderstorms and wind, and I appeared for 4 seconds looking worried.
Yeah.
That's it, and that's how these things work, and I know it, and I appreciate it, and I don't know what your feeling was when you saw it, Jim, whether it was, oh, for fuck.
I told all my family I was going to be on the telly, because they told me I was in it because of that silent release, and because they did that at the end, just with the people who were going to be in it. And, so I'd signed this release, told everyone to tune in, and then I set my Facebook status to and my location to On the Cutting Room Floor.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.